Last month, Master Sergeant Jeremy Brown was convicted of the 6 out of 10 charges he faced in a Florida federal courtroom. Brown was convicted of 2 counts of unlawfully owning 2 guns, 2 counts of possessing military grenades, 1 count of knowingly storing explosive material, 1 count of possessing national security documents. But it's important to note that the document in question was not classified. It was a trip report on the Bo Bergdahl mission. That's why Brown was found not guilty on 4 other charges regarding possession of national security document allegations. There were several questionable moments through Brown's trial. For example, the frag grenades the FBI claims they found in a flak jacket. There was dog hair, human hair, textile fibers, all found taped around the grenades, none of which matched Brown's dogs or his carpet. The DOJ also charged Brown for having a sawed-off shotgun. That gun had been in the Brown family for generations and was passed down to Jeremy after his brother tragically took his own life back in 2018. Brown plans to appeal the convictions and is refusing to give up. And join us now by phone to explain all of this is Master Sergeant Jeremy Brown himself. So explain to us this conviction and your plan to appeal.
Here's the problem. It's that the jurisdiction that they used in order to get a search warrant issued by a D.C. magistrate judge in the Middle District of Florida, which normally search warrants have to be issued by a judge within that district, they used the Patriot Act. That's right. They used domestic terrorism investigation as the justification and the jurisdiction for that search warrant. Now, and all of this will come up in the appeals trial, what that means is that the act of investigating a domestic terrorism action, right, because, see, there is no such thing as a domestic terrorism crime as far as the U.S. criminal code is concerned. There's only terrorism or international terrorism. There's actually no crime. There's no statutory crime of domestic terrorism, but yet there's a domestic terrorism investigation, and that allows them to violate the Fourth Amendment of the United States. And the very charges that they sold to the second judge on that day, because the judge that issued the arrest warrant for 2 misdemeanors of basically trespassing, they didn't use that judge to get the search warrant. No, they used a different judge that spent 27 seconds reviewing a 57-page probable cause affidavit and issued a search warrant based on charges of conspiracy and transportation of explosives and trespassing. But the funny thing is that even after the search warrant, even after they claim that they found explosives, I was never charged with any of the charges that the actual search warrant claims to be issued for. And so, look, I mean, this is all of the ingredients of a setup, and that's exactly what I've been proclaiming since day one of my arrest, and it's what the government has been trying to hide from the American people, because it's completely obvious to anybody that looks at the facts of this case.
And again, just a reminder, audience, you and clarify, you were not convicted on the possession of national security documents, which I think is key. But I want to go back to these grenades and the DNA samples that analysis show, the human hair and the dog hair that doesn't match, you know, your home. Tell us about this analysis. Was it done by your team? And how do you think, if they don't belong to you, Jeremy, how do you think those items, like the grenades, got there?
Well, I mean, this is the problem with the clandestine compartmentalized operations, of which was my profession. I mean, I was the non-commissioned officer in charge of the Special Activities Branch of Special Operations Command Central, and that was our oversight responsibility, were these types of operations. And so the average lay person, the average American, doesn't understand, because anytime you mention a conspiracy, which a conspiracy is nothing more than two or more people plotting to commit a crime, right? They demonize that word because, see, they're in the middle of committing conspiracies on a regular basis. But see, people don't understand how compartmentalization works. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. That's why they have plausible deniability. And they can get on the stand and have their officers 100% truthfully testify to things, and it's very convincing, because they have no idea what role that they take part. And see, that is the power of compartmentalization. And so, this is why before the trial, in fact, even in the courtroom, before the trial, they made basically a covert offer to make the grenade and classified materials charges go away if I would just plead guilty to the possession of gun charges. Now, normally, when you plead to something, you usually plead to a more serious crime in order to lessen your sentence. But see, in this case, they wanted to do the reverse. And the reason is because they did not want to memorialize the presentation of the evidence of which you've highlighted very expertly in this interview. And so there was no circumstance where I was going to allow them to get away with not at least getting that evidence presented at trial. And they make representations. And here's the problem. Everybody knows this. When you lie, you have to create other lies to cover for the original lies. And so the more you talk, the more you expose yourself. And that's exactly what the purpose of my trial is. Now we've got them on the record as making statements and making claims. In fact, January 6th wasn't even brought up in my trial. And yet that was the entire justification for the search warrant. And this is how desperate this federal government, this corrupt federal government is at not allowing my story to meet the ears of the American people, because anybody that opens their eyes and looks at what's going on here will clearly see. And that's why this case, and this is why I commend you and all the other independent and, you know, whatever name they give everybody, but independent journalists who are looking into this are seeing the truth and the facts. But there has been a complete media blackout, and here's a couple of examples. I ran for state office while in jail. The entire campaign from start to finish was run from in jail. Not one local news outlet interviewed me about that campaign. And in a heavy Democrat district, I got 34.5% of the vote, right? Every single Oath Keeper, yeah, Proud Boy, 3% Mission Governor plot guilty verdict has been covered extensively. Not one mention of my guilty verdict, yeah, in any conservative news or anything. And these are all indications that they do not want my story out, because if you look into it, you will find your reporting, you will find Jim Hoff's reporting, you will find Stu Peters and all the other independent voices that are out there exposing these crimes against the American people. And then you'll start to say, well, what can we do about this? And that's the most feared course of action in their mind.
It is, and we're out of time, Jeremy. And I love talking to you, but I think in talking about what are we going to do about this, I'd love to have you back soon to talk about what the new Congress needs to do about yourself and other J6 defendants, because that's going to be an important conversation in the coming weeks. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you
very much, Emerald. Thank you. And so for our audience, an update, March 13th of this year will be Jeremy's sentencing hearing. Of course, we'll keep him in our prayers. And as we said earlier, Jeremy Brown is still facing charges regarding January the 6th, even though he never even entered the Capitol and told others not to enter. He needs to raise $75,000 to $100,000 for an appeal attorney. If you'd like to support him, you can head over to jeremybrowndefense.com, jeremybrowndefense.com. And as he has mentioned, there has been some great reporting from the Gateway Pundit. So if you want to learn more about this, head over to thegatewaypundit.com and see this detailed report.